This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
And good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and leading us in prayer, please welcome back Father Ron Gary of the St. John's Catholic Church in Fort Pierre. We're sure thank you for being here, Father, and part of the ministerium that you participate in. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today is our page of the day, Eli Pieper from Gary.
God, of all seasons and situations, we come to you today, refreshed by our families, inspired by the good and wise people we serve, challenged by the prophetic words and deeds of Dr. Martin Luther King. Come to our aid. Send your gracious love to guide us. Bless our local and tribal and national leaders. Bring unity and justice to our nation and wisdom to our president to be inaugurated this week. We entrust our souls and our state to you, who are perfect love and truth. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Haverly, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Killer, Klum, Kohlbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessaba, Netherton, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peters, Rush, Russell, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Sutton, Tapio, Tiedemann, White, Wick, and Youngberg. Mr. President, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions.
I have one letter here from the United Judicial System, and it's to the President and members of the Senate, and it's a reappointment for Kevin J. Crawl from Sturgis to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and the effective date of the reappointment is January 17, 2017, until the third Monday in January 2021, and the entire letter will be printed in the journal.
Thank you. The President Pro Tem has referred this reappointment to the Judiciary Committee. For students that are here watching us in person as well as online, our session won't be very long today, but the Senate has the authority under our Constitution to approve certain appointments, and this is to the South Dakota Board of Pardon and Paroles. This is an appointment, a reappointment of Kevin Crawl to that board by the Supreme Court Justice. The Senate will hold a hearing on whether to reappoint him. Thank you very much. We're on now. Our next order of business is reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government recommends that the Senate does advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of Tina Van Camp of Fort Pierre to the South Dakota Building Authority. Senator Langer, Chair. And the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration the following appointments and recommends the advice and consent to the confirmation and appointment of Mary Ann Boyd Yankton to the Game Fish and Parks Commission and the appointment of Douglas Sharp of Watertown to the Game Fish and Parks Commission and the reappointment of Scott A. Vance of Faith to the State Brand Board and the reappointment of Gary D. Jensen of Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Game Fish and Parks Commission. And all four of these are to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Kamak, Chair.
Any messages, Madam Secretary?
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the 92nd legislative session. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Excellent. Before we proceed, there isn't much business today because We're just starting getting into the flow of bills being introduced and debated. So first of all, though, we'd like to thank South Dakota Birth Matters for sharing your time, your expertise, knowledge with us, and feeding the legislature today. We really are grateful for that. So welcome to your Senate. Senator Nelson, mabuhay.
Yes, sir. Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
I would like to introduce my beautiful spouse, Iza Brill Mendoza Nelson.
Nice. So,
Iza. Hailing from the faraway Philippines.
Hi, Iza. Maganda today. Liking it. Way to go. Any other personal privileges? I know we'll have some other introductions as people come in. Okay. Thank you. When I see these other individuals come in, we'll introduce them. And we are now going to move on to, we'll wait for our other guests to go to the House. They were very wise to choose the Senate first. Way to go. Oh, Senator Sutton, good day to you.
Point of order, Mr. President.
State your point.
My point is that your tie is hideous. And so is your shirt. I move that we ban all such ties. I have a majority.
Senator Soholt, rebuttal.
I would rise in opposition. Go Pack, go.
Senator Tiedemann, rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think they're still playing. Go Pack, go.
Yeah. Senator Sutton, your point is noted, but only if you can answer this question. Who will your team be playing this weekend? Oh!
Getting ready for next year where they will beat the Packers.
It was a heck of a game. It was a great game all the way around for a fanatic like us. So, and a beautiful picture you put out there of your baby. That was super. So thank you. Out of order. Yep, he came in. Good. While we were goofing off. I am so glad that we haven't progressed because it's always a great honor here to introduce our doctor of the day. I think we've all talked about how people have been so generous to give up their time. A few years ago, actually, this physician diagnosed one of our members with a serious MI and actually saved his life. And in addition to that, Dr. Benjamin Aker is an emergency room physician from Yankton. Part of a larger group of educators, though, he educates quite a few young people, including my son. In medicine and is one of the inspirations for my son going into emergency medicine. Dr. Aker, thank you for being here and for your leadership in the state in emergency medicine. All of us had fibrillation during that football game, too, so we had it was amazing. Thank you, doctor, so much for all you do. Okay, our next order of business is the first reading of Senate bills. We just have two today.
Senate Bill 59, an act to clarify certain requirements relating to initiated measures, and Senate Bill 60, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the sale of consumers' power district assets.
President Pro Tem has assigned Senate Bill 60 to Commerce and 59 to State Affairs. Our next order of business is the consent calendar. That's only our only business today. There are two bills on there. This is an efficiency way for us to handle these bills. They are non-controversial and were placed by unanimous vote out of committee. Any of you senators may remove for debate, though. And we haven't seen that, so we'll proceed, and we vote on those in tandem. So please proceed in consent calendar consideration.
Senate Bill number 37, an act to repeal and revise certain outdated provisions regarding liens, and Senate Bill 38, an act to revise certain references to the Internal Revenue Code.
Senate Bill 37 and 38, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions on either bill, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bills 37 and 38. Those in favor of passage, will you please vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy? Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Netherton?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Here.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Thank you. Senate Bills 37 and 38, having received majority votes of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Titles are approved then. We're on to announcements. Any announcements? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a Senate Legislative Procedure meeting at 3 o'clock in room 423. Thank you, Mr. President.
Right above here, Senator Boland.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just an announcement about the Department of Education roundtable discussion concerning the recently passed ESSA bill, which replaces NCLB, No Child Left Behind. It's going to take place probably in about 15, 20 minutes. At the McKay Building. You do have to leave the Capitol, go up to the McKay Building, and learn more about an important bill, federal bill, that deals with our students' education. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Partridge?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Reminder, today at right after session, or about 3 o'clock, we'll meet in the Appropriations Room to discuss the lien methodology, which is an efficiency standard for creating more efficient and greater operations and constant process improvement. Also, tomorrow in Appropriations, we will have the Bureau of Information and Technology, Bureau of Administration, and the Bureau of Human Resources and State Employee Compensation giving us their budget briefs.
Thank you. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, room 414, 10 a.m., we'll have our first Senate State Affairs meeting. We have a couple bills to run.
That's good. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Senate Health and Human Services. We've got seven bills on the agenda, so get there on time.
Thank you. Senator Otten.
Senate Transportation, 7:45. We have four bills on the docket.
Thank you. Senator Netherton.
Thank you, Mr. President. The longstanding tradition of Catacomb Caucus continues tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You will be out in time to get to your 7:45 committees. You might even make it to your 7:45 committee on time if you go to Catacomb Caucus. It's in the governor's large conference room downstairs.
Excellent to have that back. 7 a.m. Senator Monroe.
Hey, Mr. President. Welcome. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Senate Taxation Committee. Got a good presentation.
Great. Senator Youngberg, you're going to, this is it. This is your first utterance on the floor. And it's going to be about my tie, right?
Yeah. No, go Pack, go.
All right.
8:30 tomorrow, we have a local government meeting, 4:12. So
8:30
thank
tomorrow.
You.
Okay, thank you, sir. Further announcements? Well, I have one, and we'd like to, it's always great to have students here, and especially for us to interact, encourage you to be pages, and thank a number of individuals here were pages and interns, and that's how you get involved. And we really especially want to thank Senator Kamak for pointing out that we want to welcome you, the junior and senior classes from Newell High School, the Irrigators, right? Go Gators! Different kind of Gator, right? And Mr. Phelps, Mrs. Bruner, and Mrs. Harmon are kind enough to have brought them here. And so thank you so much. And also to former Representative Kenny Wetz, who's a dear friend of ours, too, to hosting you. There he is back there. Thank you, Ken. Welcome, students from Newell. Any other announcements? Okay, we're up. Mabuhay ang kalayan, which means welcome to freedom.
Senator Kennedy moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.